You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we trust that our service today will be blessed to the Lord and thus be a blessing to you. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the gospel of Christ and the power of the gospel. And we're trusting that as we send forth the broadcast today, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to our precious congregation. We are truly thankful for the love of God that enabled you to give your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So move in our congregation today. Deal with hearts according to the need. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the musical part of our service with the congregational singing a child of God. Our subject for today's broadcast, what kind of church does the Lord want? And I'll use a portion of Scripture, Matthew chapter 16 and part of verse 18. Upon this rock I will build my church. Since Jesus said, I will build my church, what kind of church does he want? First of all, he wants a spiritually minded church. The church in Jerusalem is an example of this that I am speaking of. They continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And on the day of Pentecost, nearly 3,000 souls were saved and added to the church. And then, some time later, when Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, there at the beautiful gate lay a lame man, and Peter said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the man just sat there, so Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his ankle bones were strengthened. He was healed, and he leaped, and he walked, and he praised God. And because of this marvelous miracle, there were gathering a large crowd of people. And Peter said, "Don't look on us as though we have done this. This was done through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you all crucified." And as a result of what Peter said to them there and the miracle they saw, another 5,000 were saved and added to the church. So they continued daily with one accord, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. Now the Lord desires a church that is dedicated to Him. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 17 and 18. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And that's Colossians chapter 3 and 16. So Jesus wants a church that is indeed spiritually minded. Now, number 2, God wants an evangelistic church. The Lord wants the church to carry the truth to all the world. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. They that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. So we read in Acts 5:42 and also 8 and 4. And I would like to take time here to give you a little information in what this local congregation has been able to accomplish through the years. From this congregation, ministers have gone to the country of Kenya and Tanzania in East Africa, and also Nigeria, West Africa, in England, Trinidad, Dutch island of Curacao, in Honduras, the mainland and the Bay Islands, in Jamaica, in Grand Cayman, in the Philippines, in Haiti, and through the radio, we have been able to go into numbers of countries through shortwave and our broadcast. And through the Way of Truth paper, here some years ago, I made a list of the number of countries and islands that we were sending the Way of Truth paper to, and it was 40-some. And I might add that through the Internet, we have been able to circle the globe with the gospel. Now, I not take credit to the congregation alone. We have had those who were faithful in helping us in our endeavors to spread the gospel to the ends of the world. And I do thank God for what He has been able to accomplish through the local congregation and those who were willing to help. And I pray the Lord to bless each and every one who has helped. Now, the Lord wants a doctrinal, pure church. That's the third point I want to mention. The Lord wants a doctrinally pure church. The New Testament church required it. I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. So we read in Romans chapter 16 and verse 17. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So the Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatian brethren, as recorded in chapter 1 and verse 8. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only true God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Jude, verses 3 and 4. How to maintain this desired purity? Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. So we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21. Preach the word. So Paul told Timothy, as recorded in 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And that is Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 26 and 27. So the Lord wants a doctrinally pure church. He will not bless error. Jesus said if we would be his disciples, then we should continue in his word, and we should know the truth, and the truth would make us free. Jesus also said in regard to the Holy Spirit, whenever the Spirit of truth is come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He will never teach error, and he will never lead anyone into error. If you follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit, he will lead you in the truth. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Jesus, in that notable prayer, which I call the Lord's Prayer, John 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And so when Paul told Timothy to preach the word, he was telling him to preach the truth. The church of God is the pillar and ground of the truth, and Jesus Christ himself is the rock on which the church is built. No, Jesus was not talking about Peter when he said, upon this rock I will build my church. Peter had said to Christ, when he had asked him who they said he was, Peter said to him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, upon this rock, upon whom you say I am, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So God wants a true church that preaches the truth, spreads the truth to the very ends of the world. Now our fourth point, God wants a church at peace with itself. The Lord condemns division. His approval is not upon division. Even as Paul told the church at Corinth that they should all speak the same thing and that there should be no divisions among them. And Jesus Christ himself prayed that they would all be one, even as he and the Father is one. And so God wants a church that is at peace with itself. The Bible teaches us to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. God is not the author of confusion, I say, but we read in 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. So we read in Romans 14 and 19. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So we read in James chapter 3 and verse 18. God loves peacemakers, and we are told so in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So God loves peacemakers, and he would have his church to dwell together in peace. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. So we read in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 20. In our day, so many churches are trying to win and to hold their members through sports programs and social activities. The social gospel will never take the place of what the Lord wants. We should not worry so much at what others want, but be more concerned about what God wants. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. So Jesus Christ has a desire, and he has a desire for a holy church, a holy people, a zealous people, an energetic people, and those who will have a burden and a concern and put forth an effort to take the gospel to the very ends of the world. For God is no respecter of person. When Jesus died upon the cross of Calvary, he tasted death for every man. And it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Jesus, shortly before he returned to the Father, gave the church the commission to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so it is the commission for the church to endeavor to do the very same thing in our day. For souls are lost, and they need the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. We are told there's more than 7 billion people on the face of this earth today, and it is not God's will that any should perish. God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So go, preach the gospel, live the life, bear the fruit, and win souls, not to some denomination, but win them to Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will be able to use them to make them a blessing to our congregation, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and it would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write to us and let us know. And our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you'd like to send us an email, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. Now our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have an archive there of a number of issues. In fact, a number of years are there. Also, we have an archive of our broadcasts. If you'd like to hear one over or have missed one, you can go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and read our magazine or listen to a broadcast. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today. We invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. And may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our prayer.
Good night. Bye.